Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means. Time for a little bit more Tasty Live with a market measure. Even the S&P's just caught a bid. They're up 8. NASDAQ's only down 11. It's the only one that's red at the moment. Russell up 8 and change. The Dow up 200.
200.
Bonds down 10. That's correct.
Dow down 200.
That's correct. Bitcoin over 63,000.
Praise the Lord.
Praise be. Under his thumb.
I'm Tom Sosnoff. He is Tony Batista. This is Tasty Live. Thank you for spending your morning, your week, your month, your life, your year, as much time as we have left on this planet with us. We appreciate that. We are going to just do a little tiny bit of housekeeping here. We have a couple of events. We like to tell you once a day about events that we have coming up. It's just really important to us. We go out on the road because it's kind of the culture that we built to go meet people, to network. And I think we're the only firm in the world that kind of does it where you know, basically everybody that works here on the network side goes out on the road. And just so people know, you're real. We're not doing this from Tony's basement or from, you know, from wherever. We are the largest digital network in the world right now. Financial digital network, I should say that. Financial digital network. Tasty Live is broadcast to almost every month to almost 180 plus countries. It's crazy. We have viewers all over the world, even places that where they can't even open accounts with us.
Even places that don't even have internet.
Yes, we send them. We send them the transcripts. We have been doing this now for 13 years. May 13th is our golden anniversary. What is exactly a golden anniversary?
Not May 13th?
May 13th, right, Beth?
Yes, that's right.
May 13th.
So golden?
Golden. I don't know what golden actually means. Is that because the 13th is 13
golden
years?
Was like that's 50 correct. Year anniversary.
No.
Was
it? Well,
13 on 13, 13 years.
Yeah, 13 years on the 13th. Yeah.
Is it that your half birthday or something? What am I? What?
I don't know.
No, you're right. Golden.
Yeah.
Golden.
Yeah, you're going to get a gold watch.
What are you, like a junior high school?
Right, exactly.
Now?
Like my 7-year-old.
Right.
Okay. I was just trying to be nice.
He was just quoting TikTok.
I was just quoting somebody. I don't know who I was quoting. But forget
it.
Yes,
it's exciting.
Nice. No, I don't care anymore, Beth. You ruined everything.
Sorry, Tom.
And by the way, this little game that you're playing where you don't come on air anymore.
Yeah, you notice how when we built this whole studio,
yeah,
we decided not to put any air conditioning in the studio, and they didn't give a camera to Beth.
No, that is the biggest bunch of crap.
I don't think so.
We have 80 cameras here, Beth.
Yes, Tom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want a camera on you.
Okay. Right on top of
it. I want a camera on you.
Well, I want a camera on the whole production team.
Yeah. We're working on it.
No, you're not.
We are.
Then put it up. Let's see. I know there's cameras over
you
there.
You need me to lay that cable, Beth?
Jules is using them right now. We'll use them after we're done.
Oh my God. I know there's a camera over there. When this show's over, I'm going over there and I'm turning on all the cameras.
Do you think you would be capable of turning on a camera if I gave it to you?
Please. Get a camera in my house.
The team would love to see that. We could use your help.
I have plenty of cameras. I'm very capable. Okay. And that's all that matters. Anyway, couple of events we have coming up that you are not going to want to miss, and you're going to want to sign up for them. They're only the next couple of months. We have events throughout the rest of the year going all the way up to December, but coming up in less than, what's the date?
Today's date?
Yeah.
The 18th.
The 18th. In less than a month, we will be in Seattle for the Complex Portfolio 6-person, 2-hour and
Battle Royale.
40 minutes. Call it whatever you want. It's a really good live show that we put together. Very heavy, very informative. And we're getting on a long flight to go to Seattle for like 24 hours. So we need
everybody. You better show up.
You better show up, Seattle. We went and wanted to include
Seattle. Bring some coffee.
We got a lot of requests to include Seattle this year. And we're going to play some games with the crowd and do some other things. May 18th, you sign up at tastylive.com/events. tastylive.com/events. Yesterday, we sent an email out to our audience outside of the U.S. about our show coming up in London. If you're anywhere in the Eurozone or anywhere, I mean, we have people that last year flew in from Australia, Singapore, China, Hong Kong, Russia. No, not Russia last year. It was Israel.
North Korea.
No, North Korea. I don't think. I don't really know. Greece. People flew in from all over last year. And we'll be back in London on June 8th. It's a Saturday. We're going to have an amazing event. It's a really cool venue this year with air conditioning, I promise. In fact, after we're done that night, Smashing Pumpkins and Weezer are going to be playing in the same venue, and we're going to be giving away tickets to that event.
That's right. That's right. You're actually security for Weezer, I believe.
I am not, but I'm going to go with a handful of customers that win in a raffle, and we're going to take some people that win a raffle to go with us that night. We are going to have an amazing show in London, and that is on June 8th, and you're going to need to sign up for it. That is going to be completely full as we get closer to that June 8th date. Seattle, we still have plenty of room. London, we still have plenty of room. And in Chicago, on July 13th, we have plenty of room for all those events. And all the events later on in the year, yes, we have plenty of room in those too. New York was completely full, and we expect all the events to be completely full by the time we go and show up there. Also, Beth, can you throw up Geeks for a second? And you get to all these events at the same site, tastylive.com/events. Geeks is one of our...
You have to just pay shipping and handling.
Free. We include shipping and handling. Geeks is, this year, is going to be purely digital. So you can be anywhere in the world and you can get Geeks. All you have to do is sign up for it. We're going to live stream it on June 29th. We are going to live stream it on June 29th. If you sign up in advance, even if you can't make the live stream, you will get the digital collectible. If you don't sign up in advance,
shame on you.
You will not get it. And you can't go back later and get it. It's a one-time thing.
Oh,
and yes, it's a digital collectible / NFT. It'll be held on a private blockchain. We're going to do a couple of those events this year because they come out great. But you will have the digital collectible if you sign up. I think you have to sign up at least 2 days before the event on June 29th. But that will be a very heavy event, and we're going global with it. Dr. Data, Ryan Grace, TP, Dr. Jim, Julia Spina, representing Anton Kulikoff, and then wrapping it all up, Jacob Perlman. Nobody's ever going to write to me and say that was an easy event. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to watch. This is not our group of the most professional speakers, but they're all awesome, and they're so smart, and we are going to challenge you. I promise. I have challenged all of them to challenge all of you. It's completely free, and we hope that everybody signs up for Geeks. What?
It's an uptick from when I went and spoke, right? I mean,
you never spoke at Geeks.
No. But when I would go, okay, thank you. You are right.
I never spoke at Geeks.
I never was ever called a geek.
I never spoke at Geeks.
Although either. I was boy leader of Arista and Archon, something you never were.
You and I never spoke at Geeks.
We never spoke at Geeks. But you said, I was trying to prop them up a little bit. You said, this is not the most eloquent speakers that we put out there. They do an excellent job. I mean, give them some credit.
True, Tony. Good point.
Thank you. So I was trying to downplay myself, make myself look bad so you could make them look good. That's called self-deprecation.
Yeah, we're getting near the negotiation time, so I got to tell
you. Oh, is that what it is?
I had to tell
them. Work with you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what? I worked with these people. They need a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work. But hopefully you can make
it. I see something. They could, with some help, they could be good.
Liz Dierking is going to...
especially Liz. Boy, does she need work.
Liz Dierking is going to host the event. She's a great host, and it's going to be fun. Okay. Ready, Beth?
Ready, Tom.
Okay.
Where's your camera, Beth? I don't see it.
Working on it.
Let's go, Thomas.
We're calling this the unique benefit... Oh, this is hysterical. Somebody just wrote me an email. Do you know where we can get any more of the bat heads?
Oh, see that?
We have a ton of them.
We do?
Yeah.
I heard we were out. Would they just tell that to me?
No, we use them as packing. We're packing.
Great door stoppers. You stuff them under a door.
They're great door stoppers. And when we were packing up the old office, we used them to pack so the things that wouldn't.
So they don't break. So the important things don't break.
Yeah, right.
That's what you were trying to say.
The pictures.
You're an eloquent speaker.
The pictures of me. Oh, he didn't want to get those. Right. They were framed.
By 10 glossies.
Yeah. So we didn't want to break those. So we put them all over bat heads. Beth, if you have some, can you give some to Alyssa, please?
Of course. I have a stash.
Okay. The unique benefit of high IVR. Let's do it.
Beautiful.
It's the unique benefit of high IVR. We've shown before that the buying power reduction of a short strangle is directly related one-to-one with the price of the underlying. However, in the short term, a big change in IVR will cause greater buying power fluctuations, and not in the way you expect. Music? Okay, let's go to the next slide. So, here's your question. First question. What happens to the relationship between buying power reduction and credit received on a short strangle in different periods of market volatility? Think this through.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You want me to answer it?
Yes. What happens to the relationship between buying power reduction and the credit received on a short strangle in different periods of volatility? So, I will give you a hint.
So, buying power...
If volatility is low...
Yeah. Buying power is going to be high relative to the credit received.
Okay, and then if buying power is... If volatility is high...
Credit's going to be higher, and the buying power is going to be basically...
Lower.
It's going to be
lower relative.
Lower relative. It's going to be
okay.
The same.
So that is correct. Would you like to take a guess about by how much?
On a percentage basis. They're going to use percentages, right?
They're going to use times. Like, is it one times, two times, three times?
Oh, really? Times? I don't know how it could be times. I'm going to say it's less than one time.
Let's go to the next slide. You're close.
Oh, okay.
Let's go. Okay, so we did a study.
You tricked me. You're very, very, very tricky.
45 days to expiration, 16 Delta strangles, buying power since 2005, compared the average buying power of strangles and credit received when the IVR is less than 30, when the IVR is greater than 30. We compared the buying power of strangles and credit received then in 2020 as well. Let's go to the next slide. All right, here we go, into the meat of it. Over time, strangles sold in high IVR environments collect more than three times the credit relative to the capital usage compared to the same strangles sold in low IVR. Now, again, this doesn't apply to every single move. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's 30 plus. Sometimes you could have IVR of 50 or 100, but
sure.
You know, it doesn't even be three times. But over the last 19 years, this is what it came out to. So you can see since 2005, 16 Delta strangles with the IVR is less than 30, the buying power reduction is 3,100. When the IVR is greater than 30, the buying power reduction is only 1,900. Huge difference. But the credit's double. So the credit as a percent of buying power is 5% to 15%.
A lot.
It's a big difference. It's just making the argument for putting positions on in high IVR as opposed to trying to force things always in low IVR. Let's go to the next slide. In 2020, there was a huge move in implied volatility, but the percentages did not deviate from the long-term averages. This means that the expectation of a higher credit as a percent of buying power is very consistent over time and does not deviate even at extremes. So now we're going to fast forward. The other time was 2005 to 20. Now this is 2020. Just to take the worst, like the most, this is the pandemic move, right? So the average... IVR less than 30, 5,400. IVR greater than 30, 3,800. The credit went from under 300 to 600. And the credit as a percent of buying power went from 5 to 15, the same as before. The point here, which I think is really interesting, is that regardless of the level that the market's at, regardless of the actual buying power, meaning based on wherever the underlying's trading, regardless of where the number of, wherever the total credits are.
The numbers are basically the same.
The numbers are all basically the same.
The math model hasn't changed, even though the buying
Which power. Is the argument that we've made about trading from day one. Whatever we do, there's never like a new paradigm. Mm. Everything always kind of stays the same. That's why the stuff that we research and we teach and we talk about all the time is relevant today. It was relevant 5 years ago. It was relevant 19 years ago. So what are the changes? Well, the changes are the markets are more efficient, the technology is better, and you can optimize things because we've learned a lot of this stuff. So we're better at optimizing everything. But the credit as a percent of buying power, it may be tweaked a little bit, but it's the exact same, no matter what the environment. Let's go to the next slide. So in the last 2 weeks, just recently, we saw the IVR go from near zero in the SPY to well over 30. And we did see a sizable increase in the credit received as a percent of buying power, roughly a 50% jump, although not quite three times the long-term averages. For a two-week period, this is a sizable increase. We're going to even take it to just recently. And the buying power reduction was 8,500, went down to 7,400. The credit went from 365 to 495. And the credit as a percent of buying power went from 4.3 to 6.7. This is just the last 2 weeks. Now, you're going to say, well, okay, that's not the same as the other slides. Of course not. But what it shows you is, like, this is, there is no such thing as theoretical edge. But what there is this mechanical edge, which means doing certain things today is gives you more opportunity than doing the same thing 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
And that's what the takeaway is.
And that product hasn't changed, right?
Of course, nothing else has changed.
Right.
Let's go to the next slide. So the takeaways. The BPR, the buying power reduction, or the buying power requirement of a strangle depends on both the price of the underlying and its IVR. But the IVR will have a greater impact on capital usage on a trade-by-trade basis. Over time, IVR environments can carry three times more premium per dollar of capital used than low IVR. High IVR environments can be up to three times more, let's call it, you know, efficient for dollars that you have putting at risk. This is another reason that we allocate more capital when the IVR goes higher. Just giving you some math behind it.
Very good, sir. Good job out of you. Good job out of the research team. We'll take a quick 90-second break. We'll come back. We'll bring in your friend and mine, Mr. Scott Sheridan, next Tasty Trade World Headquarters.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.